This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Polis has announced more than $250 million in spending cuts to help close the gap in this year's state budget. The gap was created by federal tax changes. The plan will slash spending for Medicaid reimbursements, public health initiatives, and higher education. But Polis says there will be no cuts to public schools or public safety.
The general philosophy here, and I just want to be clear, is holding K-12 and public safety harmless, and then minimizing the damage to the state by spreading the rest of the cuts across many different areas.
The cuts will take effect next month. They'll make up about a third of the budget deficit. The Colorado legislature took steps to fill the other two-thirds during their special session earlier this last week. The Trump administration is moving forward in its attempt to rescind a rule that protects wild areas and national forests. But as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, Colorado's public lands won't be impacted.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins wants to roll back the 2001 roadless rule. The rule prohibits construction of new roads and logging in nearly 45 million acres of national forest lands, but Colorado will not be impacted. A state-specific rule negotiated in 2012 will supersede any federal changes. It means a little over 4 million roadless acres in the state will remain protected. Rollins says the change is needed for wildfire prevention and timber production, but many conservation and outdoor groups oppose the idea. Public comment on the change is now open. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Mostly clear tonight in Denver with a low of 56, tomorrow sunny and 87 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.